Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Excellent. It's a beautiful sunny day here. I just finished a 45-minute walk out in the woods.
I have a sense that the winter is on its last leg.
I do, too. And summer can't come fast enough. it was so nice the other day. I actually went outside without a ski jacket on. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just recently been reading about people who just get really really depressed with the winter weather. It's, you know, in some climates, people spend 2 or 3 months indoors without getting out or getting much of exercise or especially getting any sunlight.
I was going to say, getting some sunlight's very important.
Oh, yeah, very important. Yeah, vitamin D to get the sun on the skin. But even just looking at bright sky, somehow the full spectrum light has something nice for us.
Yeah, just seeing that blue sky is beautiful. Makes me feel sorry for people in places like LA when even if it's sunny out, you can barely see through the smog.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of that. But yes, that would be a case.
About 10 years ago, I was visiting my ex-wife's aunt. She wasn't my ex-wife at the time. And they were telling me how beautiful the mountains were around them. And they were pointing out and saying, yeah, there's these big, beautiful mountains, and kind of, you know, describing them. And I'm looking and all I see is gray, right? And I didn't know what they were talking about. And then 2 days later, it rained. And I got out and I looked and there were all of these beautiful mountains. They weren't very high. They weren't like the Rockies or anything down in L.A., just beautiful, you know, big, huge hills, and it was gorgeous. And the next day, you couldn't see them again.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
I had a similar story back in the 80s. I was working in Vancouver, and, you know, the winter rains a lot. And we had this particular supplier rep that would come to our business. And every time he showed up, it was just low cloud, you know, just down, practically down to the sea level. And you could see maybe, you know, a couple hundred feet up from there. Anyway, so we would point at the North Shore Mountains and saying, there are beautiful mountains there. And he would just laugh, saying, oh, yeah, except I don't believe you. I've never seen them.
That's
and, you know, this was like maybe 10 or 15 visits. Like, it was a lot for over maybe like 2 or 3 years that I recall. And it was just consistently he'd never see the mountains.
But he would tell you all about them.
Well, no, we would tell him that there are mountains there and that Vancouver is really beautiful. But he would only show up at the rainy weather with the clouds hanging low and he would never see them. I guess, you know, that's what happens with us is that we would never know that the mountains are there if we somehow didn't show up on a sunny day. And have a reason to believe, see it with our own eyes.
Yeah, reason to believe. It's interesting you use that phrase because it seems to me that a lot of people who are have chronic pain or you know, arthritis or you know, soreness in the joints and all that sort of stuff, you know, they really need to believe that that's not a permanent condition.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think many of the things that they do to fix it, quote unquote, you know, don't necessarily help, but. One of the things I wanted to talk to you a bit about today was inflammation, and because it seems to me that you know, a lot of people have pain in their bodies, and I'm one of them. Like I've mentioned before, I'm doing this hot yoga 2 or 3 times a week and everything else, and I notice that in my lower back I have a kind of a dull pain, right? And I stretch
yes.
it out and everything else, and. When we were talking about inflammation and kind of, you know, what that is, I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if I have, you know, some inflammation. I know that when I exercise, you know, very, very vigorously, the next day my body aches and my muscles are sore and everything else, and that's another form of inflammation, I would assume. But
oh, that's absolutely correct. Well, inflammation has 4 symptoms. One is pain. The other one is swelling. Third one is redness. And I don't know if I can remember the last one, but it's sore to the touch, you know.
Right, right.
So there you have it. So anything in your body that's either swollen or hurting or
red,
you know, hot to touch or red. There you, and so you can have one or more of these symptoms, and that's so common. And actually, low-grade inflammation is painless, but it's still there. It exists. You know, it presents itself as these swelling or underfunction or, you know, underperformance of the tissue.
Right.
In fact, yeah, I was just...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just looking at some old style nutritional book, which was explaining how we go first from normal function to subclinical problem. You know, a subclinical problem means that everything seems to be normal. Things just aren't working as they should.
Right.
Then the next stage is inflammation, which actually you now have symptoms. And then after that, if you don't fix it, then you go into degeneration. And that means that the tissue is now starting to shut down and not perform at all. And finally, necrosis and die-off, where that thing is completely shutting down. And, you know, for instance, in the case of diabetes, you can have early diabetes where at the first stage you're just having some problems dealing with sugar. In latter stages, your pancreas just completely shuts down and you become fully dependent on insulin injections. But that's inflammation of the pancreas. The most common inflammation that people deal with is the chronic physical pain, right? The pain in the muscles, the pain in the back, the migraine, the sore neck, the sore arms, that sort of pain, right?
Right. And it comes on kind of gradually when I'm thinking about it. Like, you know, when I was in my teenager and my 20s, you know, I'd run around. Sure, I'd run into a wall or something and have a bit of pain, but I'd get back up and, you know, just keep on going. And then when I get into my 40s and 50s, you know, there's just kind of this gradual, you know, almost you don't even realize you're in pain sort of thing.
Yeah, and then one day you're noticing that you're not in pain because something good happened.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh my gosh, I have been in pain all this time.
I didn't even really know.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, there are people who have things like fibromyalgia or arthritis and those sort of things that are in so much pain that they actually can't function.
Yeah, totally debilitated. Yeah, so why is that, right? And what can we do about it?
That's a question.
Well, we have been carrying a product called Recovery, very appropriately named,
mm-hmm.
Which deals with the inflammation in the body. It's like a fire extinguisher. It can actually put it out very effectively. And it's all natural, believe it or not, based on ordinary things such as resveratrol, which is extract from wine, grapes, and EGCG, which is an extract from green tea, another common thing. And wouldn't you know, the French people who drink plenty of red wine seem to have less health problems than the people from other countries. Previously, this major study was released in 1991, where they said, hey, French people aren't suffering from the illnesses that you would expect them to suffer.
Right.
And so then it was pointed at, it's the wine that they drink more of than anything else. And then one study said, well, it's the alcohol. As long as you drink an ounce or two of alcohol a day, you'll be fine. But that didn't pan out. They tried to compare Belgians and Danes. Danes drink plenty of hard liquor, and Belgians drink a lot of beer, and they are not as healthy as the French people.
Right.
So then finally, it was found out that it was the resveratrol, which is an antioxidant found in the grapes, in the red wine.
Neat.
Yeah. So anyway, the combination and the... in the recovery is just wonderful. I have been getting so many stories from people that get on it. it's so gratifying where you have somebody who says, I used to not be able to do my gardening anymore. I had to give it up. But you know what? I'm back in the garden. I can get on my knees, or I can, you know, I can dig and I can do these things. And,
that is wonderful, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like when your arthritis was so bad that you would no longer be able to hold the handle of the tools that you wanted to hold.
So that's
the first thing, you know. Yes, you can do away with the symptoms. You can do away with the fire of the inflammation and suppress it. And you don't have to do it with aspirins that simply just block, or Tylenol, that simply just block the signaling.
Right.
You know, I mean, Tylenol or Advil or whatever they advertised on television that helps you with arthritis, that's a painkiller. That's not a inflammation killer. It's a painkiller.
Right. So it stops the pain. Doesn't mean it fixes anything.
Right. Well, it just simply stops the signaling, right?
Right.
So this would be like there's a fire in the next block, and you hear the wailing of the sirens of the trucks arriving, right?
Yep.
So you say, oh, let's just turn off the sirens.
Yeah.
So right. I can sleep, right?
Yeah, that solves the problem.
Well, it does. You can go back to sleep, right?
That's right.
But
if your problem is you can't sleep.
Well, you know, what could happen is that the fire gets out of control, and instead of you having gone to help them put it out, you end up burning your own house over, right?
That's right. That's right.
However, the recovery, even though it puts out the fire, it does not deal with the primary cause. The primary cause still is what caused the inflammation in the body. And typically it's lifestyle related. It's toxins that are arriving and nutrients that are not.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking to my associate. She does quite a bit of writing on our website. And we're preparing a document for this sort of thing. She was saying, well, let's expand on that little piece that you wrote for this customer the other day, where you're explaining what they need to do to get well. This person was suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, which is a nasty autoimmune problem. So I'm writing, well, you need to do this and this and this and this and this and this in sequence. And she's saying to me, well, you need to make it simple. You can't just say 24 things that this person has to do, because you need to give people like two or three things to do. And I said, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's sort of like saying, I have four legs under my table, but and you want me to simplify. You want me to get rid of one of them, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's just have two legs under the table is all I can handle.
Right. I want it simple. I want a two-leg table.
Good luck.
Well, and that's the thing, right? That the balance at the body is a complex, what shall I call it, organism system. So you need to look after all these different things. It really breaks down to very simple, right? Number one is toxin. Number two is lack of nutrients. So, okay, so what is the toxin that's causing the trouble? Most commonly in these chronic inflammatory diseases, it's toxic metals, like heavy metals like lead or mercury or cadmium or arsenic even. So, you know, for those, we'd recommend the zeolite that we talked about a couple sessions back.
Right.
And then, of course, the Dr. Vickery program, you know, the platinum plus amino acid healing programs, those have been very effective, and they are really good at rebuilding the tissue that's broken down already.
So when someone's had chronic inflammation for, you know, let's just say years, like it's not something that just sort of happened overnight and it's just been around for a little while, they really need to build that tissue back up, right? Like this, at the cellular level, there's a lot of cellular damage that's gone on?
There is, yeah. Typically, you need to try and restore the digestive system so that So whatever they're eating is not causing further irritation and inflammation. So, you know, I would start off with maybe a bottle of the Exela iridesa or some other, Exela stratiflora, or some other effective probiotic that would help restore.
When they're eating, they're actually getting the nutrients into their body.
Right. But more so, they're not getting the irritant. You know, what happens is if your bowel becomes damaged, you know, it's called dysbiosis in the bowel, or it's called permeable gut, or leaky gut, or, you know, names like that.
Yeah.
Or irritable bowel disease. That's the kind of illness names that people come up with for all of this. And all of this is creating a, the tissue that's in the small intestine, the villi, that are supposed to block underdigested food from getting into the bloodstream, become dysfunctional. They become shorter. It's sort of like stretching a nylon stocking. All of a sudden, the netting becomes looser, and bigger chunks get through into the bloodstream. So instead of getting individual amino acids, making it through the barrier, now you have whole pieces, like pieces of chicken or pieces of broccoli or, you know, proteins, as opposed to just individual amino acids, making it through the barrier.
Right.
Well, as soon as your immune system sees it, it's, you know, a piece of chicken, that's a foreign invader. It has to attack it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have it attacking itself because it's in your blood. So that's where you get either the rheumatoid arthritis or the fibromyalgia or the, I don't know, what the other popular arthritis, you know, those type of things. So, yeah, we need to repair the gut. That's an important step. Until we repair the gut, we're going to continue to supply damaging pieces into the soup.
Looking at it in terms of a car, if we were a car, what we've got is, say, the oil getting into the gas tank or something, and, of course, then when it gets into the engine, it just doesn't work very well.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It doesn't matter how, you know, how many times you change the air filter, put a new battery in, it's not going to help because you've got this oil leaking into the gas tank, right?
Yes, yeah, that's an excellent metaphor, yeah.
Yeah, I always like to kind of come up with these, so it gives me an idea of how this all works, because, as you said, like if you try to build a table with two legs, it's just never going to stand up, right? And
mm-hmm.
oftentimes I think we say, I know people that say, oh, you know what, I've got a headache, so I'll take an aspirin. When, well, yeah, you've got a headache, but it's because you've got a nerve that's pinched, you know, in your hip, right? So
something, yeah.
You know, don't, yeah, I don't know why they would have a headache, but I'm just saying if that's what the cause is, you know, sure, an aspirin, you won't feel it, you won't feel anything, but
yeah.
Maybe. But you still have a problem with your hip. And oftentimes
yeah.
I think that we try to remedy the wrong problem.
Well, yes, we're going right back to the strategic versus tactical thinking. In the tactical mindset, all you're going to do is just say, I have a problem with this. Let's just deal with that problem. And that's what happens in the typical medical office. You present yourself with a skin problem. You know, doctor, I have an eczema, or eczema, if you want to pronounce it that way. And the doctor says, well, I'll send you to a skin specialist. And the skin specialist will look at you and start putting lotions on your eczema. Well, what the heck? It's caused by the fungus in your gut.
Right.
So what's causing the fungus in your gut? Oh, it's probably your intolerance of gluten. So maybe if you stop eating wheat and barley, you might actually alleviate the problem. But that still isn't the primary problem. The primary problem probably is metal toxicity somewhere in your body, and your body is growing candida or some other fungus in its attempt to deal with this toxic metal that's in your body. So finally, we're arriving at the primary cause. And how do we get that? Well, toxic metals are impossible to get out without an external tools, some help. And we're finding that the zeolite, the activated clay, is very good at taking the metals out because of its electronegative cage that can trap the electropositive toxic elements and allow the organs that can only deal with electronegative substances to let it float through. So you can actually just urinate these things out.
Well, that's a nice way to get it out.
Well, yes. I mean, the other way to deal
like
with metals.
A nicer way than all the ways that we tend to get stuff out of our bodies, right?
Yeah, well, the alternative is chelation, right? So people subject themselves to chelation therapy, and that means sitting for 1 hour to 1.5 hours with an IV drip, and it has to be done in a medical office. You know, they're pumping you full of something like EDTA is a popular chelating agent, and that gets a bunch of stuff out of you. Oh, but, you know, the EDTA therapy, usually $100, $150 a session, and you probably need 30 or 40 of them.
Ouch.
So instead, you could easily invest in a bit of this zeolite. And for about a quarter of the price, you can get yourself cleaned up, too.
Great. So we've talked about cleaning up the
primary cause. The primary cause of the irritation in the body. But, you know, there are other issues. So, for instance, you've got this inflammation going, right?
Yeah.
Well, part of it has to do with how the cellular membrane is interacting with the body fluids. So,
we're getting back down to structured water here, right?
Right, structured water.
Because one molecule of water through the membrane at a time.
That's right.
If it's all clustered and it's a bit, and you've got like a billion, let's just say 20 20 molecules of water stuck together, and it can only fit through a hole for one, you have a problem with hydration.
That's right, yes. Yeah, the aquaporin channel can only translate it one molecule at a time, sort of like children holding hands, trying to get them through a gate in a fence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you need to convince them to go single file as opposed to all at once, trying to just bunch through.
Oh, I like that analogy. That's a good one, Martin.
Oh, sure. But,
we're
going to
have an analogy competition so you can keep coming up with the best ones.
That's right. Yeah, okay, I'll give you another one. It's like grapes. You know, the water molecules are like grapes on a whole cluster of these the grapes, and you have to pluck them off one at a time.
Right.
But anyway, it's what controls the cellular membrane, or what is very important in the quality of the cellular membrane processing, are essential fatty acids. So if you've been eating fried food and margarine, and you have not been eating whole seeds like flax seed or hemp seed or raspberry seed or other things like that, or if you have been using canola oil instead of olive oil, you will have very defective cellular membrane. Mm. It will be under-functioning. Now what? You will have inflammation throughout the whole body. You know, like for instance, this insulin resistance, which ends up being either metabolic stress or full-on diabetes, that can be very much controlled and improved upon by intake of essential fatty acids. So here's another leg under your table, right?
Yep.
Essential fatty acids, don't forget those. Water, don't forget that. Minerals, you know, you have to have sufficient ionic osmotic pressure in your what shall I call it, electrolytes in your cells. If you don't, again, it won't function properly. So you need to take minerals. Which minerals? All of them.
Right. And
you know,
if you think you're getting the minerals from the local grocery store,
yeah, have another thought. It's just not there. It's not possible anymore to eat healthy, wholesome food. I mean, there's no such thing anymore anyway. You know, all of the wonderful food that you're getting in the store has been grown on fields that have been industrially farmed for 50 years now with the aid of fast fertilizers, you know, the NPK combination. So these fields, the soils have been depleted of minerals, and the plants have grown too fast to have a chance to absorb all the minerals that they need to have.
And they did a study, too. Where I live is a long way from Florida, and if we have Florida oranges, they basically are on a truck for at least, you know, 24, 36 hours getting from Florida up to the Pacific Northwest. And they did a study of the vitamin content of the orange when it left and the vitamin content of the orange when it arrived, and it was very sad.
Yeah,
I don't recall
yeah.
exactly what it was, but just that bumping up and down and movement and everything else.
Of course,
took what was there and made it even less. So if you're not eating local, then it's even worse, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, a lot of people use this 100-mile food rule. You know, if it's grown within 100 miles of wherever you live, it's a good thing. Of course, it's really hard to achieve without having your own organic garden. And sometimes you live in a climate where this is not possible.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you ever really want to, if you don't believe anything we've said about the quality of food that you get in the grocery store versus what it should really be like, find someone who actually has their own garden. Like my father loves to garden, right? So he has tomatoes and carrots and beets and peas and all those things in his garden, and when I go and visit at the right time and he pulls, you know, a tomato right off the vine that's ripe, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is such a taste extravaganza, I can hardly describe it.
Yeah.
It is so good. And then, of course, it's like eating cardboard when you go back to the grocery store to pick up a tomato.
Well, you know, the tomatoes in the grocery store these days, they have been bred for the truck-resistant texture. I mean, they look good. They're the harder tomato. They're not as soft because they don't bruise so easily, and the odor isn't there. You know, the smell of a tomato that's coming off of a plant, it's such a very different thing. And, yeah, I mean, as you know, I mean, the tomatoes that arrive at the grocery store are mostly green, and you have to let them come up in color before you put them out, right?
Yeah, same as bananas.
Of course, yeah. Well, mostly that's anything that's fruit has to be picked underripe and, shipped, because it's going to ripen on the way to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sales pitch for our superfoods, because
that's right.
In the superfoods, they are picked at the
peak,
picked at the peak of perfection. That was a phenomenal commercial. I just loved it. Picked and packed at the peak of perfection,
yeah.
Peter.
Right.
But anyway, yes, the superfoods make up the difference between what you should be getting and what you are getting. So there's no excuse or no way you could just make a statement saying, I can get what I need from the foods that I buy in the store. It just isn't there. So, you know, everybody that's listening, if you're not on a superfood mix, get on one. The reason? Well, 10 or 20 or 30 years down the line, you won't be experiencing the chronic debilitating indignities of old age.
That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of your $4 coffee, could you just stand a $4 superfood drink?
Yeah. It's funny what we spend our money on, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you, I've had these conversations too. I don't have the money. Your bottle of $100 superfood is too much. It's too expensive. So you love yourself enough to buy a $4 indulgence, but you don't love yourself enough to buy a $3 superfood.
Right.
Of course, you can go to a health food store and buy a $35 superfood, which is worth at least $12. Just looking at the labels, I was doing some research recently, just trying to compare why it is, you know, how do I justify the prices we charge for the products we make? And the issue is, well, you have to price for what's in it, because it costs to get it in there.
Well, and when you look at some of the ingredients, too, you know, you've got all this stuff, a list a mile long, and you look at, you know, what's in some of the stores, and there's no comparison to the quality of the ingredients and also, you know, the amount.
Well, that's the point, yeah. I mean, you can have a very pretty-looking label with 20 items on it, and it looks really cool. It looks like somebody designed it really well. But then you actually go down the list and the weights, the relative percentages, and you see, oh, okay, so this is mostly grass with a little bit of this and pinch of that, mm-hmm. as opposed to the functional ingredients that you really need to have meaningful amounts of. And that's what happens is, you know, you can the store-bought stuff doesn't have meaningful amounts of the important ingredients in it. I've used this metaphor elsewhere before, too. You know, when you go to start a fire in your fireplace, you have a nice birch log in there, and all you have is matches. If all you're doing is just trying to light that fire with the matches, it will never happen. You need to actually build a smaller fire with other things, like newspaper and kindling, before the big log catches on fire.
That's right. There's always a process.
Right. So you need to have the, you know, or like a symphony, you know, in a symphonic orchestra, you need to have all of the players playing. Oh, that goes right back to the table with not enough legs.
That's right. It's funny how we keep coming around to that same metaphor, which is, I think, an excellent one.
Yeah. So, folks, you know, the inflammation, well, it's a lack of nutrients and it's presence of toxins. But how do we deal with it? Okay, what are the nutrients you don't have? Essential fatty acids, minerals, enzymes, vitamins, other antioxidants. You need to have all of it. And one of the best ways to get it is the superfood, because that's already contains most of the elements you require in the ratios that are needed.
Right. And for those people who are more, I was going to say too far gone, but more down the inflammation route, and yeah, that's great. I want to get the nutrients in and understand. I need to make sure my digestive system is working and put the right things into my body, but I'm in a lot of pain right now, and I need to see if I can't do something to kind of, you know, go a little quicker. Right?
Yeah, well, the recovery works phenomenally well.
That's the answer.
Reach for recovery. Yeah, and then the same company, Biomedica Laboratories, also makes another product called Immune Effects, which is support to the immune system, and so those two in combination, they'll deal with even the worst problems. You know, they'll hold it in suspension for indefinite amount of time.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah. So, folks, you can be free of pain, I promise you.
And that's the thing, you know, I think so many of us have lived with our pain for so long and you know, maybe tried one or two things that didn't work that well, that we're a little bit skeptical that there's anything that anybody can do, particularly if we go to our doctor and our doctor just says, well, no, it's too bad.
Yeah, you have arthritis. Well, we know how to treat arthritis. We treat it with Tylenol.
That's right. Okay. So what's your problem? Right.
Well,
Tylenol.
Yeah, it's just like... it's just like dealing with the noisy neighbor by putting cotton wads in your ears, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That means that you can't hear anybody else either. You have stopped enjoying life. You have stopped enjoying music.
That's That's right. It's time to start enjoying life. We're here to have a good time, not to be in pain.
That's it.
So if somebody wanted to know more about some of these great products that you've mentioned in this podcast, Martin, where should they go?
Well, www.life-enthusiast.com. Call us, 1-866-543-3388. On the website, you would head into the products section, anti-inflammatory, and superfoods. Those two things will do a lot for you.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think we've come to an end of another fascinating podcast episode. And any last words for our listeners before we sign off?
We can live pain-free. Here's Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you, folks.